Ah, time to shine on a Monday morning. Welcome. Wow, this could be a very interesting morning and an interesting day. I think if we were to give everything its due attention today, this program would go for 8 hours. There is so much to talk about. Welcome to the Monday edition of The Breakfast Show. We're broadcasting right across the SEN network, 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, 1323 AM in Canberra, wherever you're listening on the SEN app around the country. I know there'll be a lot of listeners this morning tuning in from Melbourne. Great to have your company around the world on the SEN app. Hello also to those listening belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, if you miss any of the show, you can subscribe to the Breakfast Show podcasts. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. Now, we can stand here or sit here or talk to you today and say, these are all the topics you could talk about. I reckon you know in your head what you want to talk about. So come at us. 1-300-01-1170, the McDonald Jones open line. Text 0457-736-736. There is the good, there is the bad, there is the ugly to discuss this morning. Greg Alexander, what a weekend. And it's still happening now at the Commonwealth Games. I mean, we have stuff coming out of our you-know-wheres today.
Good morning, Vossie, Brandy. We certainly do, and there's plenty of it. And it is, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly, which I've got no doubt we'll talk about over the next 3 hours. Part of the good, I was watching the Commonwealth Games last night, late last night, actually, before I closed my eyes. Kelsey Lee Barber, in her last throw, her sixth throw of the javelin, she was the world champ. She wasn't winning at that time. She threw it, the javelin good enough to grab the gold medal in the last throw, which was incredible. And apparently she's made a habit of doing that. So Kelsey Lee Barber, that's certainly part of the good over the weekend. There was plenty of good rugby league, Vossie.
On field. Was there anything on field? Was there anything on field?
There was actually games played this weekend. Not that you would know it now.
And just the javelin too, Mackenzie Little getting the silver medal with a massive personal best. So, yes, I, like you, was watching Brandy. And now, look, on the show today, obviously there's attention to the words between two men that I greatly admire. Brandy, and I'm not just blowing smoke up your... You know what? I'm saying it about Cameron Smith. You blokes have played the game at the highest level. I have the highest respect for both of you. A lot of it's been played out in the media. There's a lot of crap that has been said, too, around what was said between both Greg Alexander and Cameron Smith. And we'll reply and respond to some of that today. But Cameron Smith is on the program after 8 o'clock this morning. And obviously there is an interest to hear how that unfolds and unpacks. And we're not going to avoid the two men, grown men, with respected opinions having their say. That will come up after 8 o'clock this morning. Matty John's also on the show. David Riccio from The Telegraph, all the big back page stories, the Ricky Stewart drama. Michelle Bishop with sports updates, 6:45 and 7:45. And don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter, at Vossie Brandy S-E-N. Now, just some other Commonwealth Games headlines before we get into all the rugby league news. For listeners tuning in that, you know, may have gone to bed and not aware of what happened. Probably went to bed thinking Peter Bold chance for gold. Well, he got the silver in the 800-metre final. He qualified fastest but fell just short of becoming the first Aussie to win the event since 1982. The biggest moment of the morning, Brandy, we were watching it here and getting ready for the show. Australia winning the T20 cricket final. Well, it's as expected, but it did go down to the wire. It was pretty tense, Brandy.
Well, that's good, but it's great our girls won the gold medal, Vossie. Now, also on this morning, too, was Peter Boll, 800. Didn't get
second.
The gold.
It was a slow race. But can I just throw out something? People wouldn't be aware, in the cricket, so Talia McGrath, who has been a superstar, tests positive for COVID. What happened? She played. She played the final. She had to stay 5 metres away when the team celebrated wickets. So there'd be 10 players getting around in the big finish. And then when the final wicket is taken, she's 5 metres away. And then she said, nah, I'm running in. So she broke protocol and broke in and joined the team huddle.
I wonder how that affected things.
Well, what's the punishment? Well, I don't know. But we're dealing with a positive player played. Yep. So when you consider what we've been through, is that now, that's a rule in the UK, of course. It doesn't mean that's a cricket rule. That's a rule in the UK governed by their government that you can test positive and participate.
Do you think that's the same in the EPL? The EPL, they can play. Do they have to, if there's a goal scored, do they have to just hold back?
Stay away.
They can't celebrate with the team, but otherwise they can play. Just the Commonwealth Games again over the weekend, I thought it will be go down as one of the standout events for the Australians, and that's the 1500 metre gold medal that we won in the men's event. Ollie Hoare, what an incredible race! Our first 1500 metre gold medal in 64 years, Vossie. Incredible stuff. Finished ahead of a couple of world champions, ran them down in the straight to win by a whisker. It was an amazing, amazing
What about the story of his granddad, Brandy? What about the story of his granddad, who sadly passed away just a few weeks ago, age 96, used to always time Ollie with his own little stopwatch. As Ollie said, the stopwatch was probably 100 years old, but he didn't rely on any other timing method. He had his own little stopwatch. No bigger supporter than his pop, and you can imagine how emotional it was for Ollie winning. This morning, too, in the women's road race, Georgia Baker winning there. I know some other competitors were critical of tactics and all the rest, but she won the gold. A couple of silver medals overnight. One to the Hockey Roos after a 2-0 loss to England. First ever gold for England in women's hockey, and Abby Caldwell in the women's 1500-metre final. So it's a double in the 1500 for Australia. And we'll take a look at the medal tally thanks to Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians. Australia is on top with 64 gold, 54 silver, 53 bronze for a total of 171 medals. England second with 54 gold, 59 silver, 52 bronze, 165 medals. And Canada a distant third, 24 gold, 31 silver, 34 bronze, total of 87 medals. That's thanks to Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians, run only to benefit its members. Search Compare Host Plus today. Now, if you thought Alexander V. Smith was the biggest story, hold my beer. It barely... You're a murmur, sorry, Brandy, on the scale of big rugby league stories. Covered this game all my life, followed it all my life. The Ricky Stewart stuff post-match the other night in relation to Jamin Salmon was staggering. Absolutely staggering. Let us replay, first of all, what Ricky Stewart said in the post-match press conference. This comes after Jamin Salmon is involved in an incident on field, which is on the most minor scale, a lashing out of the boot that glanced Tom Starling. This is what Ricky had to say.
I've had history with that kid. I know that kid very well. He was a weak-gutted dog as a kid, and he hasn't changed now. He's a weak-gutted dog person now.
What the hell I don't know. Are you doing,
I can't explain that. I was at Shark Park doing the Sharks-Dragons game, and just before the halftime break, we had news come through our producers to say, and I was calling with Dan Ganane, and Dan said, well, make sure you stay tuned at halftime because there's breaking news regarding the Panthers and the Raiders. And I watched the game in the box. So I watched it relatively close as you can. Vossie, you know, when you're getting ready for a game, you've got the other game on and you see most of it, but you don't see it all. And I thought, wow, I must have missed something in the game. I must have missed something. And then when I heard what the breaking news was, my jaw hit the desk. I couldn't believe that that's what the breaking news was, and that it was actually said. Like I know coaches can get frustrated and disappointed about the result, but to personally attack a player was I said last night on Fox. I said I've been covering the game for 20 years, and then played the game for almost 20 years before that. I've never heard anything like it.
There's a few things here that are going to be put to the test. One is we have really focused on the mental health space for a number of years. Rugby league's been at the forefront of driving it. Now, if they're serious here, all the concern is with Jamin Salmon, and there has to be severe punishment for Ricky Stewart. But I go back a little bit further than that. The silence from the Canberra Raiders is unbelievable. Ricky Stewart, he may be the coach, but he's an employee of the club. Ricky Stewart wasn't there when they started, and years down the track will not be there, and Canberra Raiders will still exist. How can the Raiders say, how could the Raiders not have come up and said something? At the very least, we distance ourselves from the disgraceful remarks of an employee, our head coach, Ricky Stewart. They haven't said anything. They're his boss. And it's almost like, oh, no, let the NRL deal with it. How does that work? Ricky Stewart is not employed by the NRL. The contract may be registered, whatever. He's employed by the Raiders, and they have stayed silent. I don't get that, Greg. Why would Canberra stand behind their man in this case?
You will often throw questions at me that I can't answer. and I don't know the answer to that. I don't know haven't made a statement. Look, I can't answer that, Andrew.
Okay, now let's get the incident, the history, as we say, is something that happened when Jamin Salmon was 12 years of age. What? Something when he happened when he's a kid, when he's 12, gets brought up after an NRL game. Like, Ricky Stewart's had nothing to do with this bloke for 10 years and said he is a weak, gutted dog now. Sue his ass. That's what I'd do. Jamin Salmon was unknown until the weekend. Jamin Salmon is not a headline player. He would not be recognised in most places walking through the street. He is now tagged. He's the bloke that Ricky Stewart called the weak-gutted dog. Like, that's so damaging to the character. And it doesn't matter whether Ricky apologised yesterday or not. It's stuck now to Jamin Salmon. Stuck to him. Unbelievable.
Yep. To the point where the family had to come out and make a statement last night, Vossi, to support their son, and had every right to come out and say that, you know, we were surprised by Ricky's claim that he knows Jamin personally, as they've had no contact since Jamin was 12 years old. And they've called on the NRL to take action, as we believe Jamin has been wronged in this situation.
What about Canberra taking action? What about, again, I get back to, what about the Raiders taking action? He's your goddamn employee. Like, he works for you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Staggered by it. What should the punishment be? Now, I'll say this, and this is a contradiction. I love Ricky Stewart. Like, I what he brings to the game, the passion on the sideline. I've loved talking with Ricky over many years. But we have to deal with this right now, because this is outside the parameters of the sport of rugby league. This is an unbelievable incident. What should the punishment be for a coach of a club who said this? 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736, at 8:30 after 6. Now, in regards Melbourne Storm and you, Brandy, and the comments of the chairman, Matt Tripp. Now, I'll read the quote. I mean, I don't know whether I should go through the whole lot, but Matt Tripp tried to imply that this was tactical by you because Melbourne are playing Penrith on Thursday night. Sydney-centric audience. I mean, where do you want to go with this? How do you respond to the chairman here?
Well, yeah, my comments, according to the chairman of Melbourne, were timed to influence referees before the big end-of-season games, in particular the game... Now, I made those comments last week. I focus on, and this is a cliche, I go week to week. I didn't even think that Penrith were playing Melbourne next Thursday. I had a round of footy to get through this weekend, which I wasn't even considering when I made those comments. I wasn't even aware that in round 22, Penrith were playing Melbourne on Thursday night. I haven't got enough room in my brain to think about what's happening weeks ahead.
What clickbait are you a part of? Mr. Tripp said that you're all about chasing clickbait. I work with you, Bandy. We are not clickbait. We joke about clickbait headlines. You don't work for the Telegraph. The newspapers bring the headline. We're on radio. We broadcast. We talk to listeners each morning. I mean, we're not a newspaper. We're not a website. Is that your motivation? Clickbait, Brandy?
Yeah, and I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist that chases clickbait stories. Like, if there was someone in the game that was chasing a headline the least. I think I'd fall. I might fall into that category with a number of others. But another claim was that I've been singling out and campaigning against the Melbourne Storm for 20 years. That's just garbage. That is just. It's just fanciful. It's in the fairy tale realm that I speak about sometimes. That's just made up.
I'll throw another one at you, Brandy. That the Greg Alexander, he thinks the game doesn't exist south of the Murray River. Have you been to Melbourne, Brandy? Ever covered a game in Melbourne? I think you're probably aware.
I've been going to Melbourne for 20 years. I've been flying down to covering games in Melbourne for 20 years. And, you know, no one bars me from coming in because of my perceived bias against Melbourne. There's never been a complaint made at Fox about my biased commentary against the Melbourne Storm. Not one complaint. No one's ever rung Fox and said, you know what, Brandy's just got it against us.
I called a game the other night, Manly Parramatta, where I was accused of being biased against both teams. That happens on a regular basis. I'm biased against both teams. It's incredible. Rugby league. Wow, what a sport. Have your say. 1300 011 70. Text 0457 736 736. Again, we'll be finding out, is Brandy officially off the Dragons bus? I will have to confirm that. The Tarek Sims tackle on Connor Tracy, it's worthy of debate. Again, referee, bunker, different page to match review committee. You know, how can a player now be suspended? And he was only sin-binned on the night. Swans back in the top four on the AFL ladder. That 38-point win, as expected, over North Melbourne. Incredible situation with the Wallabies. Michael Hooper, the captain, not in the right mindset, pulls out. Like, gone. Pulled out of the test. Gone. Argentina.
But unbelievable story. We don't know why.
His mindset.
We don't know
why. He said his mindset. Mindset's not right. So, out he goes. And the All Blacks beaten. And I will read you a quote from the New Zealand Herald today, too, about their coach, Mr. Foster, about what happens next. So there's plenty to talk about. In fact, you know, ramp it up. Ramp it up as of right now. 1300 011 70. Text 0457 736 736. Get to it wherever you want to come. Just run at us now. Off the long run. Go to it. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.